This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Half the hour on the Good Day Health Program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us every week at this time from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. That's where his clinic is. That's where he sees hundreds of patients, if not thousands of patients, over the course of the year. They come to see him because he's a good doctor. He has a great bedside manner. He's affable and he's specific when it comes to your problem, whether you're a regular patient or whether you're new, whether you want to get a different point of view on something. I always send folks to Ken to get to the bottom line of what might be their circulatory problem, cardiological problem, but then there are other things you can talk to him about as well, because he's good when it comes to all forms of conventional traditional medicine. He's on it. So you can find him easily. Dial him up, 352-735-1400. He's not going to answer the phone. One of the members of his staff will answer and set a time for you. 352-735-1400. You can also call us during the course of this program at 855-999-3684 with your questions for Dr. Ken. If you'd like to do that, help yourself. 855-999-3684. All right, a couple of things this week. I notice you've researched on addiction, what are the other words for addiction? Obsessive, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Some people are, they have an addiction, or they're obsessed by something. Some people have an addiction to sugar. Some people have an addiction to alcohol. Some people have an addiction to sex. We are, as a being, aren't we? Sort of our makeup is to be addicted to something very often, right?
Yes, craving, Doug's habits.
Craving, that's a good word.
Compulsions, dependencies.
Yep.
All of these are similar. And yes, this partisanship, this partnership to end addiction, put out a poll this week. It's a little disturbing, but we need to recognize this is a poll of over 1,300 American adults. It was conducted from July 11th to July 19th, either online or by phone. And what they discovered is that 2/3 of Americans surveyed said either they or a family member have been addicted to alcohol or drugs, been homeless because of an addiction, or overdosed or died from drug use. Moreover, Doug, 19% say they themselves have been addicted to drugs or alcohol, had a drug overdose, or are homeless because of an addiction. What this survey tells us is that few of us have been untouched by addiction in America today.
Mm-hmm. Our lives, whether it's us specifically, or if it's somebody in our family, somebody we're close to, certainly has. That's what killed my mother.
It makes you wonder whether some of the behavior that just seems to be so irrational, so illogical these days, maybe it's related to what this poll showed.
I wasn't even thinking about that. That's a very interesting conclusion to make. Yeah, that is. We have a lot of crazy stuff going on and a lot of people that need help and they're not getting it. And so they turn to whatever their addiction is. So there's another bit of news this week about, I don't know if we'd call this, if occasional drinking isn't really an addiction, it's some people say it's pleasurable. I don't know whether we'd put it, what category we'd put it in, but I know that the news on this level isn't good. Especially about
women. Well, this is actually some hopeful news. We know that excessive use for women of alcohol, a big problem is the development of breast cancer. That's very well established. And a big question that hasn't been answered that may have been answered this week by the medical journal Cancer is that can women who've been diagnosed with breast cancer, treated successfully, can they drink at all? And now we're talking about 0 to 1 servings per day, you know, within a very limited amount, not exceeding what most would consider a healthy amount, although we could debate whether there's any healthy level of alcohol intake, and yep. We won't. What we will just report is what was reported in this study in cancer this week, is that women who've been diagnosed with breast cancer, they do not have to swear off alcohol completely after their diagnosis and successful treatment.
Mm-hmm. All right, a couple of items in here on dementia. The first one is a focus on air pollution and what that does to you. I guess is this an indictment of city living, where the air is usually not as clean as the air in the country? Would you say that's part of this?
That's what you would have thought, and that's what I thought before I read this study. The results of this may be a little surprising to you, but you specifically, Doug. This comes out of the medical journal JAMA, which stands for the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. And what we learn is that people who daily breathe in air pollution, particularly from wildfires or agricultural sources, might need to add a heightened risk of dementia to their list of health concerns. While past research, as Doug was saying, has mainly focused on particle pollution from other sources, such as fossil fuels, these researchers found a bigger connection to dementia with pollution from farming or wildfires.
You know, we've been talking on the air on the Good Day program the last few weeks, and then earlier in the year, for a few months, I had all the allergies that seem to be typical on the farm, but it's not just on the farm, it's breathing any of the air around. This time of year, there's a lot of ragweed, and if I'm out mowing hay in a field that has some ragweed in it, I notice I get really congested. I take a couple of natural things that help relieve the symptoms of it, but I just wonder, does it get different or worse with age? That is, the effects of the quote unquote pollution on the farm. I'm just asking out loud. I don't know.
In this study, the authors felt that the reason why pollution from farming was a big deal is because of the pesticides.
Ah, well, we don't have to worry about that on my farm because I don't have any. So now I'm feeling better.
I thought you would.
Feel much better. All right. A couple of more dementia things to talk about. First, though, let's pause in the action here. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, gooddayhealthshow.com is where you can hear the podcast. You can hear the download. You can hear the whole show. A lot of things from Ken every week that are worth your time. As you know, if you listen to the program, you get what I'm talking about. So find all of that at gooddayhealthshow.com. Now time for you to clear your head. Have some fun. Take a trip and do it without having to pay for your stay. This is Las Vegas at its best. So you want to hit the jackpot? Get on the phone right now. Call 800-419-DUG. 800-419-3684. If you're in the line, in the queue for the first 10 callers, you'll get taken care of right away. And then if you can't get through, give it a while and then call back again. 800-419-3684. And if you're in the first 10, if you're in the line of the first 10 people, you'll be taken care of with two free nights. Some people get more than that. Some people stay longer. It's up to you to figure it out as you're talking. But you want to win a couple of nights, don't have to pay for them in Las Vegas. Just call 800-419-3684, and you've got it. Two free nights in Las Vegas. Your chance to win right now at 800-419-3684. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. When you go to TopLoss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at TopLoss.com. Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. Let's see if we can wrap up the focus on dementia a little bit here with a couple of more items with Ken. Long-term use of acid reflux drugs. Is this a surprise and the impact that it has?
This is a bit of a surprise, and it's a warning, and the key is long-term use, and I'll define that in a second. This was published this week, Doug, in the medical journal Neurology, that long-term use of acid reflux medications, they're called proton pump inhibitors. They may increase the risk of dementia. These are drugs like Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, Protonix, and you can easily get them in your local grocery store. So who hasn't taken one of these in the past?
I have.
You have not?
I have.
You have, exactly.
Yeah.
So, exactly. They're very commonly used. But again, you're okay because people who take these acid reflux medications called the proton pump inhibitors for 4.5 years or more, they may have a higher risk of dementia compared to people who do not take these medications. The good news is there does not appear to be a higher risk of dementia, Doug, with shorter term use. So you're okay for short term use. And this is not the class of drugs like Pepcid, which are the so-called H2, histamine 2 receptor blockers. That's a different group of medicines than the proton pump inhibitors. They all reduce acid, but they do it by a different mechanism. It's the proton pump inhibitors that have this concern for long-term use, 4.5 years. So if you're on these for long-term, ask your doctor. If it's necessary, don't stop it on your own, but you have to compare risk. Is the risk of being on it worse than the risk of being off it? And only a good doctor can help you answer that question.
One of the things that I use, the thumbnail, if I've used one bottle of these or two over the course of the 25 years or so that I've had things that were, in a sense, related to acid reflux, the stuff that comes as a result of eating gluten. But I take apple cider vinegar. I take a couple of other homeopathic things that seem to settle me right down. And so only if it's a really horrible case. If I've been to somebody's wedding and I eat a lot of their wedding cake and it's all made with wheat, then I'm going to be probably reaching for the bottle. Here's another thing. Depression.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. Depression doubles dementia risk. I just saw an update on that. And one would wonder why, if you're depressed, would that increase the risk of getting dementia, all of these other things, they're more physical.
Interestingly, because there was a study out this week also that anxiety and depression does not do that.
Huh.
So
that's science, see? I'm looking at the headline study, depression diagnosis.
I want to look at the study that you're talking about.
Yeah, all right.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I find it to be interesting because, again, we have this counter. We have science that works the plus side sometimes and the negative side other times. Dr. Ken Kronos, we continue on Good Day Health.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. At 23 past the hour, going through a number of things, as we usually do, that come out of the medical journals. Some of the conventional wisdom comes from doctors and researchers. Ken does a lot of research in his cardiological clinic down in Florida with patients, and that is, you know, always looking around. People are doing research, and that's great because then we can keep up on a lot of these things that are in the medical journals. It's not just, well, I don't know, maybe it is just for doctors, and we need somebody like you, Ken, to translate the information that comes, because nobody can read what doctors write, and nobody can understand what doctors say. And certainly an example of that is the drug companies and the names they come up with for these drugs are ridiculous. You can't pronounce them, you can't spell them, and one wonders, well, why can't we make it simple? Maybe that's what doctors figure. It's job security to confuse people with names that nobody can understand. Who knows? All right, so I was talking about one of the prestigious journals, the JAMA Journal on Marijuana and Cigarette Smoke. So what's the rendering here?
Let's talk about this. I think the article that you're talking about from JAMA this week talks about how the risk of marijuana, because it's been legalized, a lot of people are thinking that marijuana smoke is much safer than cigarette smoke. This is an article in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network, open this week. And, you know, it seems as cannabis has become legal in many American states for medical or recreational use, Americans' views on the drug may have gotten rosier. Doug, this new report finds that over 44% of adults now believe smoking weed each day is safer than inhaling tobacco smoke. And actually, the current research is revealing that there is a lot of overlap in terms of the toxins and carcinogens that are in both cannabis and tobacco smoke. So, Doug, the reality is that smoke of any kind is not good for your lungs.
And that's not just smoking. One wonders why someone will put an object up to their mouth, his or her mouth, light it on fire, and inhale what comes out of the other end of it. What cycle? I mean, I guess people try it when they're younger. Certainly our soldiers were addicted in World War II. The tobacco companies, a lot of people thought, oh, this is wonderful. They're giving us free smokes. All they did was get them all addicted, kill them at an early age. It was despicable what they did to get the soldiers hooked on the tobacco products, so when they came home, they'd be spending a lot of money buying packs on top of packs on top of packs of cigarettes. It's disgusting what was done, and they knew what they were doing, and nobody paid much attention to it, because anything that would make things a little better, it would seem, for the soldiers, everybody was all for it, when in fact, it did nothing but harm them in the long run. So, anyway, you know me, Ken, I get off onto these tangents about this stuff. It isn't the fact that we support tobacco, this is the only country in the world that supports tobacco growers with still federal subsidies. We support the tobacco companies, and they're killing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, hundreds of thousands in this country, millions around the world. What in the world are we thinking? How in the world is this logical or reasonable? It's a horror show, frankly. All right, I'll get off that toot. We'll pause for a moment here for some news and information at the bottom of the hour, and then we continue with another half hour of Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at your service from Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400 is his number there. Stick around. We have lots more information coming up here.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
The rainfall is trending heavier.
In the headlines this half hour, the rain is on its way. This Saturday, weather watchers on alert as Hurricane Hillary about to hit the San Diego region. Elizabeth Adams with the National Weather Service warns.
So we are expecting rainfall amounts of about 2 to 2.5 inches for the coast and the valleys. Seeing some of those heavier rainfall rates, potentially up to about 3/4 of an inch per hour. The heaviest is looking like it's going to occur Sunday night into Monday morning.
To Hawaii now, where this Saturday morning, more grim news out of Maui, where more remains have been identified in the aftermath of the catastrophic wildfire. 114 people now ID'd, and there's been a significant resignation.
The top Maui emergency management official, who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car.
How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Next half hour with Dr. Ken. It's Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Let's get back to some of the things that Ken has researched this week. There is medical journals and how it impacts you. For example, there's nothing more important than getting a really good night's rest. Poor sleep, really bad. And in your business of watching and monitoring heart health, Ken, it seems this is especially dangerous.
Yes, this is a little disturbing report out of Psychosomatic Medicine this week. And we learned that if you sleep 5 hours or less during the week, it does nothing but increase your blood pressure, increase your heart rate. And this is the pathway of getting horrible heart disease, heart attacks, strokes, just damaging the circulation throughout the body. And the important thing is, in this study, they discovered that you couldn't make up for it on the weekends, as has been suggested in the past. So if you're having trouble with sleep, talk to a sleep specialist. There are a number of them, usually lung doctors who super specialize in sleep. They can help. They can help often. And just try to get that 7 hours a night. And if you can't, you know, talk to somebody about it. I hear often during the week people telling me they just can't get 7 hours of sleep. Don't give up.
Don't. Well, last night I found, I think I've said this before, it's funny, we all have this magical sort of moment where we know we've had enough sleep. For whatever the reason, my optimal, or at least what makes me feel good and ready for the day, is to get between 6 hours and 14 minutes and 6 hours and 17 minutes of sleep at the same time. I may take a nap for a half hour, but if I get that, I just found it to be the case. And as it turns out, last night I didn't get to bed until after midnight doing some work, and I didn't get the full, not even 6 hours, and it felt it today. I could feel it. I was, you know, kind of late coming to the party. So it really is important, and you need to know yourself. You need to know your body. Is there help people can get from their doctor as to measuring what, when we've been general in our discussion here, poor sleep hurts your heart, but, and the weekend stuff even though it feels good, I try to get an extra hour or so on the weekend nights. It doesn't really make up. And the question's always been asked, well, do naps help it? I think you've said, yes, they do, but maybe
naps are good. Just listen to your body, submit to your body. Your body will tell you when you're getting enough sleep. And just, you know, just put a fortress around the bedroom. Just keep a lot of your life out of the bedroom. You know, keep the bedroom for enjoyment and sleeping. And
I was wondering how you're going to dig that one out. Go ahead. Enjoyment.
Keep the stresses of your life outside of it. Just put a firewall around the bedroom and make sleep a place where you sleep or have fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's good advice. We seem to be, I was going to start with this a half hour or so ago, and then I thought, nah, because we spent so much time as we did on COVID, but there is some stuff around this week about COVID and the new kind of COVID and the news media trying to scare everybody when in fact this is just another. It is, and I say just another because this thing is going to continue, and I think that's what we emphasize. I'll leave it to you to do what you think is proper, but as more of these things develop, we all have talked about how over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, the virus has changed. It mutates. This virus, as it turns out, according to the European group that studied the impact of COVID, has been around since the 1960s. And so, as they concluded, we way overreacted to it. And so we don't want to overreact to this latest news, right?
Well, wait, let me put that in perspective. I think right now, I would agree, right now we shouldn't be overreacting. But the original variant, you know, the Delta variant, was clearly life-threatening and killed a lot of people. Sadly, we didn't have immunity to it. But and it went deep down in the lungs and made this horrible, life-threatening pneumonia to so many. Fortunately, this has evolved. You can think of COVID-19 now as we do flu. It's not going away ever. It's going to continue to evolve each year. And fortunately, the current variants that are out there, and there's another new one, they're predominantly upper airway. They don't get deep down into the lungs. And just like with the flu, unless you're in some subgroups that make you very sensitive to this, the majority of us, this is going to be nothing more than a bad cold or a light cold, and we don't have to panic about this. You just have to use good common sense. The same way we all approach the flu each season, I think this is going to, each year, you know, evolve. Hopefully we won't have any of these dangerous variants that developed early on in COVID-19, and right now it's going to get more like the flu.
Right. All right, yeah, and then the argument or the discussion about shots and what's going to be appropriate, I'm sure at this point, as awful as it seems, we're in the middle of August and September's around the corner and then fall and then
if I can
shots.
Say 10 seconds about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
There will be a new vaccine for COVID coming out in September, more specific to the newest variants. And again, you have to talk to your doctor. There are certain subgroups of people who, if they get any of this, are going to be in the hospital and at risk of dying. But that's not the majority of us. These are the very elderly. These are the immunosuppressed. These are with many illnesses, similar to flu. Flu is a killer each year. But for most of us, we don't die from it. And again, right now, I think we should look at COVID the same way. Go live your life. Enjoy your life. Just be cautious.
Yep. All right, coming up, you'll love this. Ken has the latest on the brain-eating amoebas that are around. So stick around for that. It sounds awful, but you need to have this information if you're a swimmer, especially in out in fresh water. So we continue. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken with the latest on weight loss stories from the folks at Calitrin. They got lots of them. You go to their website, toploss.com, and you can see story after story after story from people who have had nothing but success using this very simple formula. It's in pill form, it's in powder form, it's in liquid form. It's a makeup of collagen proteins and digestive enzymes and aloe vera, a couple of other things. Is that the secret weapon? I guess in a manner of speaking, it is in part, but using it and making sure that your body is staying in shape, that's what Calitrin does. It helps you rebuild all of this stuff that's in the formula, helps to rebuild your body, musculature, the things that you've lost as you've lost the weight. So let's support our system, support your body, and that comes in a number of different sizes and shapes. If you're losing the weight, that's great no matter what the weight loss program is. But then when you want to keep it off, you turn to Calitrin. For weight loss or to keep it off, that's what you do. You go to toploss.com, their website, and keep that weight off by staying on a steady program, a steady diet, if you will, of Calitrin. Easy to get, easy to keep, easy to work with. Your money back, it's all good. Toploss.com, use the discount code Doug for the Dog Days of Summer Sale benefits and also for free shipping. Have a great life. Enjoy your health and well-being by being at the right weight for you using the help of Calitrin. The success is there. Toploss.com, check out their website. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Joining us now for a regular visit. She is a regular visitor, always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview. And maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. What can we expect if we decide we want to buy a 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. Every week at this time, we're here at your service. You can also get to Ken and his service at 352-735-1400. You can call us if you want with a question for Ken, 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken coming up. First, though, the latest on the scare. Now, one wonders whether this is legitimate or not. What do we need to know about swimming, whether this is not in pools, this is in lakes and ponds and rivers, right?
Exactly. This is freshwater swimming, and we all need to know about this. Fortunately, let me first reassure everybody, there is a way to prevent this, and there fortunately is, this is rare, but there are about 10 Americans a year that are dying from these brain-eating amoebas called Naegleria fowleri. It enters through the nostrils and quickly kills brain tissue. You get a severe headache, nausea, a high fever. And this is a real item, and it's especially more common, although generally rare. It occurs in the warmest of months when the water is the warmest. So we're talking about late July, August, early September.
So let's talk about, you're in Florida. The weather there has been very warm. The water temperatures are approaching 80 degrees plus. So is this the condition that we're talking about? Is this the circumstance where these amoebas would thrive?
Exactly. And this is where you need to know the important information of how to avoid it. But exactly right now, and that's why I brought this up, wanted to talk about it this week, because we're right now at ground zero of the year for being concerned about these brain-eating amoebas. So the way to avoid this is there's two ways. Either don't swim in fresh water, swim in your backyard pool, or swim in the ocean. And the second way is if you really love swimming in that lake, and I know a lot of my friends here in Florida love swimming in that lake, then this time of year especially, don't put your head in the water. You can't get this from drinking the water. You can't get this from the rest of your body in the water. But if you keep your face out of the water, you won't get this.
All right. That's good to know. Let's go back to COVID for a moment because I wanted to. This is not really a medical story per se, but maybe it could be considered. There was a 3-year manhunt for a guy in Utah. He's finally been arrested this week on charges of selling a fake cure for COVID-19. They've been looking for this guy for a long time. He lives around Salt Lake City. He was in YouTube videos as COVID was a problem, selling a vaccine that was made out of alkaline silver. I don't even know what that is. I know that there used to be colloidal silver that you could gargle with to get rid of sore throats. Is this related? How much of this stuff was a problem or maybe still is? What do people have to look out for, Ken, with regard to this kind of thing?
Frauds, phonies, and crazy people. You know, that's why you really want to know, you know, what's the source. And I know the FDA doesn't reassure you, but to some of us it does. I'm sure the FDA did not approve this.
No.
And you know, you have to ask, you want to know what's the source, what's the reference, where the research, but when one person is touting something when most aren't, they're either smarter than everybody or dumber than everybody, and sometimes you're not sure. So you may want to wait to see whether they're, which place they come out. But fortunately, you know, as we talked about before, COVID, except for those over 75 who are more frequently getting into the hospital or immunosuppressed or major multiple medical illnesses, not a big deal right now.
Right. All right, coming up next here on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken answers your question. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken up next.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's move back in. For those of you just joining us, this is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, 53 past the hour. Time for these questions that come from folks listening. You can send them in by going to gooddayhealthshow.com or you can dial 855-999-3684. So the question comes on cataract surgery. This person's heard you and I talking about what I did to have that surgery. Is this recommended? Do you have people coming into your clinic in Florida asking you about things like this?
Well, I have patients of mine complaining about their vision and decreasing their ability to see, especially nighttime. They can't see as well as they could. And this is where you need to have a great eye doctor. Eye doctors are just wonderful. The ophthalmologists can amazingly restore vision when cataracts are present. When I was in medical school, I don't want to tell you how old I am, but you know, you go back when
I
was
know
in
how
medical
old you
school.
Are.
Yes, when I was in medical school in the late 70s, people would be in the hospital for a week with a cataract operation, and now, you know, you have to. You're in so quickly, you wonder if you were even there. Put a little drop in your eye, and in a few minutes, it's gone. It's amazing the technology these days. And I think we had an expert a few months ago, talk about the amazing technological advances in cataract surgery. So don't be afraid of this. You don't even have to stop your blood thinner anymore. And talk to your eye doctor if you're concerned.
All right. Here's a question related to what we were talking about earlier on Good Day Health, and that's COVID, if people are worried about it. There are some who say that COVID can be spread by the things that you pick out of your nose. I don't want to get too gross here or too, everybody picks their nose at some point in time. If people say they don't pick their nose, they're not telling you the truth. But what about nose picking in COVID? What's the, you know, from the beginning of the pandemic, there were a lot of people who were wondering about this, whether too much attention was being given to hand washing. You wash your hands and you pick your nose. Is that okay?
There was a study done with hospital workers, and they were surveyed, and apparently hospital workers, Doug, who admitted to picking their nose, they were 3 to 4 times more likely to wind up having a COVID-19 infection.
Is that because they were using dirty fingers to stick in their nose to pick out the boogers?
Well, the virus resides, in, it's really pretty common sense, the virus resides in the nose in many, and you're shaking up the contents, and it's not surprising that you're going to get yourself more exposed.
So how do you get the boogers out of your nose if you don't pick them? And not to be make too fine a point of this, but I...
Well,
you know,
if you do pick them, wash your hands very thoroughly or use, you know, I'm sure you have Kleenex in Boston, right?
Yes, there's Kleenex around. Use the Kleenex to pick your nose. I think that's the word from Dr. Ken.
To blow your nose.
Blow your nose. Blow it, pick it, whatever. Okay, let's talk about time-restricted eating and whether or not it could prevent health issues. There are a lot of people in Europe, cardiologists, so I figure this is about heart disease as much as anything else. And we've talked about shift work before, but I was looking at people who work longer hours, like longer than an eight-hour day, and they don't eat at all or they don't eat regularly. This was a group of firefighters that were researched, but can you imagine that if you only have a few minutes to eat and you gobble it down, that would affect your health and maybe vice versa?
Well, time-restricted eating, Doug, is a hot, hot item in medicine right now because there was a recent study that showed if you only eat 8 hours during the day and it didn't matter how much, you would lose as much weight as those who calorie-restricted but didn't restrict the time when they ate. I myself tried eating only 8 hours a day, and I felt horrible. The problem is also that when people think they can eat anything they want, they stop eating good quality, healthy food. I ate only healthy food for only 8 hours, and I just felt at the ends weak, dizzy, lightheaded, and I expanded it to 12 hours. You can try 10 hours, but I now eat 12 hours a day, making sure I don't eat within 3 hours of going to bed.
See, I don't do that. I need to be more careful about that because I do eat closer than 3 hours before I go to bed. Sometimes I'm even snacking as I go to bed. All right, there they are, answers to some of your questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.